joins us this morning. Good morning, Will. How are you, mate?
Good, boys. How we doing?
Very well indeed. Is this the best book you've taken on a Saturday Metropolitan meeting, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It looks pretty nice, doesn't it? So, yeah, hopefully there's a few results that can follow through.
And even some of your wildcard runners, like my best ruffie for the day, Skelm. And it's probably...
Dino's Rammer ruffie of the weekend.
Yeah, it's one of the... we might even start with old mate Skelm, who's... I just thought his run was okay last start, and this, you know, he's fitter, and he's a winner two starts back. He's actually not in bad form, and he's on his day, he's not a bad horse, Will.
No, on his day, he's a very solid galloper, and I think he just had... Things didn't really pan out 100% for him, and that's probably what they needed... what he needed last start, but yeah, obviously winner the start before, so he's always a pretty consistent galloper, and he gets in pretty light today, which is always nice. So hopefully you can see him in the finish.
I suppose, and I heard Dean Lester talking about this morning, the little trick that you may need to navigate is trying to get him off the fence.
Yeah, that's my job. And hopefully it can all work out. We're finding those runs through the field, and hopefully we just, like, I'm able to give them every chance.
Will, dollar for dollar, has got a bit of a race fitness edge. Four of his rivals are first up. Your 2 kilo claim, there's a number of horses today just looks to make a major difference for. And for a horse that was going to carry 61... For him, 59, 5 above the limit. He looks well placed. What do you think of him?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited for Dollar today. He's obviously, he's on his day, he's a very good galloper. And yeah, obviously running second in the Group 1 by Behemoth, that's pretty good form line. So yeah, he's ultra consistent. And I thought it was a good run at the Valley last start. And he's had a bit of a freshen up going into today. So yeah, definitely... taking those 2 kilos off will help him, and hopefully I think he should be pretty strong in the finish.
How do you pronounce it?
Washu
in race 3. Little leech way chance there.
Yeah, I think so. He's pretty consistent himself. He's obviously won a couple throughout his short career so far, and he likes to create his own luck on speed. So we definitely won't be taking that away from him today. And he's pretty tough, and he'll tough it out to the finish. So hopefully he's got his best foot forward, and we'll be right there.
Cordilla's another big hope today, Will. I notice a lot of these horses that you're riding today, like Cordilla, you haven't ridden before, or most definitely haven't ridden their last start. So what's your process when you come in here today? Are you going back doing the videos of all of these runners, as well as talking to the trainers, obviously?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been through a couple of the replays and all of that sort of stuff. So just to get to know the horse without having sat on them before, and getting a feel for their racing pattern as well. So, but yeah, then I'll speak to Danny as well prior to the race. We'll work out our plan, and obviously Danny O'Brien's a great trainer, and so hopefully he'll have them there in tip-top shape, so hopefully they're running accordingly.
Really nice filly is a lady, Will. She looks... Look, although she's up in class, you're going to get 8 kilos away from the favourite. Can she sit a little bit closer? Can Barrier 3 help? You've ridden her before.
Yeah, she was a bit tardy away yesterday. I thought sort of sitting in the gates. I was thinking that we were actually going to jump away okay, but yeah, she was, as they opened, she was just a little bit tardy. So hopefully she can break from the gates nice and cleanly. We'll see her sitting just a little bit further forward. And I wouldn't be rushing her out of her comfort zone or anything like that. But hopefully we're not as far back as we were at Sandown. She should be hitting the line.
Actually, I've got Skelm and Wycliffe mixed up. It was Wycliffe that Dino was talking about, who he is tipping today, and it put the writing on the wall last start, hitting the line really strongly at Mornington, but maybe drawing inside, it could be a little tricky.
We'll have to navigate around that. But yeah, his last start at Mornington was really good over the mile, and sort of the winner of the race is going quite well for Matt Kamani. So I don't think the form line out of that would be too bad at all. And so yeah, hopefully he's come through that run quite well, which it sounds like he has. And yeah, we'll try and give him every chance from the gate, and he should be finishing off over the 2000.
Well, we're about to have a chat to the track manager, Greg Groves, but just from a jockey's point of view, the track, there had been a little bit of weather coming in, and as you drive to the track, it's sort of halfway between dripping and raining. How does Caulfield tend to play if the weather sort of has a bit of a bearing on race day like today?
Caulfield usually does a really good job with the rain, so sort of driving down at the moment, the rain's not too heavy. I'm not too sure what it's been like in Melbourne this morning, but yeah, I think the track drains quite well and it holds together well as well, so hopefully it's an even day of racing.
And Will, you got a ride in the last another dollar, trained by Peter Moody, so feather in your cap with Moods having the confidence to put you on, but she's first run in the new stable.
No, it's always handy to be riding horses for the likes of Peter Moody. He's an unbelievable trainer that's done some great things and had great horses. So, to be able to, for him to be giving me an opportunity is really good. Another dollar will be drawn a bit sticky, sort of out a bit wide, but hopefully we can just tuck in somewhere and get a nice run, and hopefully she'll be finishing off.
Good luck today, Will. Great book of rides.
So, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.